I'm going to be really honest with you right now. If you are listening to this episode, there's a reason why. You're here for a reason. Maybe your toddler is only eating chicken nuggets. Maybe your mealtimes are not the peaceful connection, lovey-dovey times with your family that you imagined. Maybe they feel more like a battlefield to you. Maybe you're exhausted and drained from constantly bribing, begging, and negotiating with your kid just to get them to eat something. Like you feel like you're living meal to meal, just doing what will work tonight, just to have to do it all over again tomorrow. And if any of those things sound like you and you're struggling with your picky eater, I want you to know something. You are not alone. And more importantly, this does not have to be your reality. In this special episode of the podcast, I'm going to show you exactly why your kid is picky, why what you've tried in the past hasn't been working, and how to actually fix it long term. I also need you to know that right now we're running a special offer on my picky eating reversal course that is only available for the next few days. This is the last time that we're offering this deep of a discount, so it's really important that you stick around to the end to learn more about it. But first, let's get into it. Okay, so as you know, I work with thousands of families, and something that I see that's happening in homes every single day is that a parent, like you, who loves their kid more than anything, who wants what's best for them to be healthy and all of these things, are doing everything right, or at least they're trying to. But mealtimes are actually a nightmare, right? It starts small. Likely your kid just doesn't want to eat what you made. So you say something to the effect of, three more bites and then you can be done. It works, and so then you do it again and again and again, and before you know it, you're counting bites, you're bribing them with dessert, you're withholding events, counting bites at every meal, and really using those pressure tactics to get them to eat. Sometimes pressure looks like demanding that they eat, taking away things, bribing them with more berries or more bread if they finish the chicken or whatever it is you want them to eat. But those pressure tactics work at first. But then very quickly, it starts to not work. And what started as three more bites turns into just lick the food and you can have whatever you want. And suddenly you feel like you're being held hostage at the dinner table. I only know this because this was my story too. And you get to this point where your kid will only eat certain foods or only if they get exactly what they want in return. And your meals went from this like peaceful family enjoyment activity together to a complete battlefield. And the worst part is that you realize that you're not teaching them to trust their body. You're just force feeding them the foods that you think they should eat until they're full enough that you think that they're good to go. But you're exhausted, you're frustrated, you're defeated, and sometimes maybe even embarrassed if you're anything like me. But the truth is that nothing changes if nothing changes. And I realized that if I kept doing what I was doing, I was going to keep getting the same results. No matter how many times people told me that it was just a phase and they'll grow out of it, that was not my reality. And I oftentimes have to tell parents, if it's been longer than 6 weeks, it is no longer just a phase. It is a pattern. And this pattern has taken root in your home and habits are starting to be formed. And the longer that pickiness is a habit in your home, the longer it's going to take to reverse or to have it just grow out of it. It's going to take way longer than it actually has to. So at the time, I realized something had to change. So I went all in. I went back to the research, I tested things, and I was documenting what worked with my son and what didn't. Because at the time, he was what my friend called a breaditarian. He loved only bread and sometimes fruit. And I knew that's not what he could survive on. That certainly wasn't healthy for him long term. And the risks were way too high for me to just let him eat something, because at least he's eating something, when I knew that nutrition was directly impacting him in his moods and tantrums, his sleep, his development, his ability to learn, his safety state, his emotional regulation, how often he was getting sick. I knew how important nutrition was, so I knew something had to change. And so I started trying new things. Once I started trying these new things that oftentimes felt really counterintuitive, I started to see him eat new foods. He became more adventurous. He ate what I served. He actually tried new things, and I felt good about my parenting again. I didn't realize how much guilt and shame and embarrassment and like uncomfortability that I was living in with the way that I was parenting at the table. It wasn't aligning with how I wanted to parent away from the table. And it felt like this just disconnect between how I wanted to be doing it. And so when I started doing things in a new way that supported with him and kind of took this team approach, I felt good about my parenting again, which made me actually enjoy mealtimes again. And that's when I learned something that changed everything, is that picky eating, your child's picky eating, is caused by something completely different than someone else's kid's picky eating. This is why identifying the root cause is the most effective way to get them to eat more foods. Picky eating is not the problem, it is the symptom of something deeper going on inside. Now, after working with thousands of families, I've actually identified 10 different but distinct root causes of picky eating. And most kids have between 1 and 3 of these root causes. I want to go into a few of these today that I think probably are happening in your home to help give you some guidance of how this is actually working against you in what you've been trying. Okay, so some of the, like I would say 3 of them that are happening in most homes. Number 1 is skill. If there is a lack or a gap in skill, like their ability to understand food, recognize food, predict with food, actually eat the food, it's going to come out as pickiness. But your child might actually just not know how to eat the food that you're offering. I actually think very vividly back to this time where my daughter wasn't eating spaghetti, and then I taught her how to twirl it up on a fork with a spoon, and all of a sudden she was eating it like literal hotcakes. And it was just a skill that she didn't understand. If you think about it, you likely have 20, 30, even 40 years of experience eating. You see a new food, you can predict how it tastes, you know how to eat it, what parts of it are edible, but your little child who has 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years of experience or so eating foods, they don't have that. Their brain is actually not even developed enough to be able to create those memories and predictions. But meanwhile, we kind of look at them with our adult perspective, our adult lens, and be like, just pick it up and eat it. What are you doing? It's just a piece of broccoli. And they're not simply able to do that. So we need to teach them. We need to model it. We need to verbalize it. We need to present that food in new ways. And we need to teach them the skill, just like we teach them how to tie their shoes. The second one that I see come up all of the time is safety. There's a root cause effect of picky eating where they do not feel safe at the dinner table. Now, this is a huge topic that is way bigger than what I'm going to explain right here. But I want you to know that eating is not just a physical act that you need to teach them how to do and then all of a sudden they'll just do it. They actually need to be in a regulated state. And my students learn from me all sorts of tactics and strategies to get them more regulated before the mealtime, at the mealtime, and even after the mealtime. But something that I want to talk about is sometimes if your child doesn't feel safe at the table, like even physically, okay, but physically or emotionally, they're not going to eat new foods. If you think about you or even your child in a clearly dysregulated state, science proves that you cannot learn in those states. You cannot learn. And just like we just talked about, eating is a skill that you need to learn. So if they're not regulated, they're not going to eat. So they're going to stick to what they already know and what feels safe. And that is why oftentimes if you find your kid will only eat the same foods over and over again and they won't try anything new, this is why. They're going to be in fight or flight mode instead of that rest and digest being able to learn. So a great example of this that really helps parents grasp this understanding is the physical safety for children. So if you go with me here, if you think about being at a restaurant and you're sitting at the bar, bars typically have very uncomfortable stools made of metal. Maybe they're a little bit wobbly. Like you can already start to feel uncomfortable, me just describing it. It's cold. The back is really low. There's no place for your feet. And do you know that that's actually on purpose? Restaurants, specifically in bars, want you to be uncomfortable because they want turnover. Like I'm thinking of like a Buffalo Wild Wings here, right? Like they want turnover. They don't want you to stay and watch the entire game. They want you to eat, get out, and then they get more people in. Now, if you think of a really fancy restaurant that wants you to stay and has a completely different business model, you can think of like a really cushy booth. The lighting is right. You're really comfortable. Your feet are on the ground or really well supported. And that's because they want you to stay and eat more, which means you'll order more, which means you'll get that second, third glass of wine. You'll get the appetizer. You'll stay for dessert because you're so comfortable. But what's actually happening, you don't see it, you know, physically, you may not be attuned to it, but what's actually happening is you feel safe. You feel more connected, more grounded. So you're going to stay at the table and eat. So when you kind of transpose this onto your kid, if they're not feeling supported in their seat, if their feet are swinging, if there's a gap between them and the chair backing, or they're feeling uncomfortable, they're not going to stay very long, which means they're not going to explore new foods, but they also are actually not feeling physically safe. It's a higher risk for choking. That subconsciously, they do know that that's true. If they're slumping, if they're leaning forward, if they're kicking their legs, if they're standing up, if they're walking around, their feet not being on the ground and firmly planted in a 90 degree angle on the ground is one of the most effective ways to make them feel physically supported and safe at the table. So we want to see 90 degrees at the ankles, hips, and knees. And at that point, they'll stay, they'll relax, and they'll be willing to try new foods because they're more regulated. Okay, and then I want to talk about the root cause number three. This is like stage and development. So sometimes what looks like picky eating from the outside is just part of your child's developmental stage. Now, this is kind of what we're talking about that maybe it's just a phase mentality. So stick with me here. So sometimes something like teething will pop up, like they're getting molars. And when they get their molars, they're eating way less because they're in pain. Now, they may not be communicating that to you. You may not even know that they're teething, but they're not eating as much. And so we see it as picky eating, but really it's a developmental milestone. They're getting a growth spurt, or they're tired from growing, or they're learning how to say no. All of these are healthy developmental milestones. But when we respond as though we're trying to fix the quote unquote problem of picky eating, we can oftentimes accidentally reinforce the behavior, and then it goes from just a phase to being a pattern. And so how we respond to these developmental milestones are really, really important, and we need to be aware of what they are. These are kind of what I call picky opportunities. They look just like picky eating, but they're actually something else, and it's more developmental. And here's the things. Most people and most kids have multiple root causes at play. So sometimes it can see like, oh yeah, they have this one, but they also have this one, and I'm not sure which one is their root cause. Typically, I see between 1 to 3 root causes for each child, which means that a lot of the advice you're getting or how you're trying to address your kid's picky eating isn't working for multiple reasons. Number one is that we're trying to fix the symptom and not the actual problem. And number two is we're not recognizing how many problems and how many actual root causes they have at play. So we might be solving one thing, like the teething. It's like, okay, they get out of teething, they're no longer having that. But at this point, that phase has now turned into a pattern. I hope that's making sense to you. So at the end of the day, figuring out what your child's root cause or root causes are is the most effective way to reverse picky eating. Because when you know the problem, just like we kind of spelled out the physical safety of them actually sitting on the chair in a supported way, we can fix it. And when we can fix it and pair it with the right strategy or strategies, that is where things are going to explode and go way faster. And a lot of parents that I know that I've worked with have gotten really frustrated, really in despair, really exhausted of like, I feel like I'm trying everything. I feel like it's just like every meal feels like a fight or a lot of my energy to get my kid to eat. Well, usually if you're feeling that way, like you're doing a lot of things that are a lot of your energy and you don't see any results, first of all, that's a losing battle. But second of all, it's because you're not using the right strategy. So it feels like a lot of work for very little payoff. That is proof to me that we haven't identified the right root cause and paired it with the right strategy. So that is exactly what I do inside of my picky eating reversal course. And that's where I want to talk about it for a second, because I think you'll start to understand how all these things are working together. It really does teach you how to become the feeding expert in your home. It's not just hacks or viral tips that work for a few days. It is a complete framework. And that's what I see a lot of parents doing, throwing spaghetti at a wall. It works tonight. We get through the meal. And then tomorrow we start all over again and we have to start from scratch. And it's kind of like being on this like hack hamster wheel of just trying new hacks every single day and nothing's actually sticking long term. Inside Table Talk, you learn every single 10 of the 10 root causes in depth. And then there's also over 30 different strategies that you can use at any time. Now, not everyone needs all 30 of those strategies. In fact, there's what I called my root cause roadmap that is basically like a yes or no decision tree. And when you figure out your kid's root cause, it will point you to between 3 and 5 strategies that are going to be the thing that moves the needle for your picky eater. So some of these strategies you can find in traditional feeding therapy. Some of them are my own development. Some of them are things that are kind of like mom approved and use the child's natural curiosity and the way that their brain works to kind of work together. The thing about the feeding therapy techniques that I love and the reason why they're in there is because I've seen thousands of families go to feeding therapy, spend thousands of dollars on 6-week, 8-week, 12-week programs, even year-long. I was just talking to someone who their son has been in feeding therapy for 2 years. And what ends up happening is the therapist works with the kids. They might give the parents some pointers or whatever, but when they go home, the parents go home feeling completely uncertain, unsure, unable to know what to do in between those therapy appointments. So while at therapy, and actually I was just talking with a mom the other day where she said, well, my son in therapy performs and he does do the right things, but then at home, there's no correlation, no changes. And this is why it's important for you as the parent to learn these techniques and strategies that they typically use in good feeding therapy places so that you know how to do it at home. So that's my biggest thing, is that empowering you as the parent, because you know your child best, and having strategies that feel like second nature to you will make everything feel easier. Like, mealtimes aren't that struggle anymore. You know exactly what to do. You'll learn exactly how to handle any situation at the table, whether they're throwing their food or rejecting food over and over again or yelling yucky at it, or maybe they don't like anything with texture or sensory. Like, that's a huge root cause for a lot of kids, is the sensory component of food. So there is a way to overcome that and reverse it. I want to talk really quickly about Lola, who sticks out in my head for so long, because she had a daughter who she said hardly eats anything, like hardly eats anything, just a handful of foods. She was feeling really trapped. You know that feeling of like, man, I'm trying and I want her to eat new foods, but I don't know what to do and nothing is working. And why am I even doing this? She actually said, I was about to just like give up, like throw in the towel was the word that she used, and just feed her whatever she wants. Like, fine, we'll just do mac and cheese and chicken nuggets for a few years and hopefully one day we'll just get over it. She took a last ditch effort and joined Table Talk during one of my sales. And instead of throwing in the towel, giving up, just like making mac and cheese and chicken nuggets every night as these rescue meals, her daughter is now eating over 100 different foods in less than 3 months. Over 100 different foods in less than 3 months from a handful of foods that her daughter would eat. That's incredible, which makes me think of Megan, who's one of my favorite stories to bring up, because it was like the most jarring email to read, because she basically reached out to me and she said, I was planning on asking for my money back. I have a money back guarantee on my course. And she was like, I knew, like I assumed that I would be asking for my money back with your course. I like bought it and I was like, I know I'm going to ask for my money back. That's my plan. Like, she had a plan in place to ask for her money back. She bought it. She watched just 50% of the course within the first 24 hours. She watched it that night. And the next day she set up a meal for her daughter, and her daughter took a bite and ate every single thing on her plate. And she said, in her words, I was shocked. She was like, I knew I had to reach out to you because I had planned to get my money back. And instead, within 24 hours, her daughter was eating everything on her plate. Now, results like that aren't typical. I wouldn't say that's going to happen to every single kid. I am absolutely not guaranteeing those results within 24 hours, but I do think it shows what is possible and the powerful ability of this new approach to change your kid's life quickly. This is what's most important, is that either way, you're feeding your kid. Either way, the time is passing. Either way, you're showing up to meals again and again and again and again and again and trying different things. Either way, that's happening. Wouldn't it feel so much easier if you were armed with the right approach, the right strategies? You knew how to talk to your kid about food, how to respond when they say something like, yucky, I don't want this, or can you just make me mac and cheese again? The energy that that brings to you of feeling more peaceful at meals because you know how to handle anything and you know you are working towards reversing picky eating is immeasurable. And then like the cherry on top is when it happens this fast, where all of a sudden it's like 24 hours later, your kid is eating everything. We've got Lori who says, meals are no longer the worst part of my day. She said it brings the fun back. Rebecca says, my son is happier. My husband is happier and the table is so much less stressful. Listen, these are not anomalies. These are real parents just like you who decided to take action. They made a decision. They were on the other side of their earphones. They were on the other side of the internet. They were on the other side of a web page, and they decided to take a step in the direction that is the best chance of them getting the results that they actually want. And listen, they're not special, okay? Like, they're not special. They just had the right approach. There's nothing special about their kids when it comes to picky eating. They just were ready for a new approach. Okay, so here's the thing that's really important for you to hear. My course on my website is $297. That's the price point when you buy through my website. But right now, for the next few days, it is half off for Black Friday. This program that has helped over 10,000 families is half off just for the next few days. But here's the thing that I want to be really, really clear about. This is the last time we're offering it at this price. It will never be $147 again. After this sale ends, the prices are going up. So this Black Friday sale is it. This is the final time that you'll see this price. And I am not saying that to pressure you. I am simply saying that because I want you to be able to make a decision with all the information and maybe save money. I got a DM the other day that said she wished she would have joined my program the first day she found my Instagram page. She said, now it's been 2 years and things haven't gotten better. In fact, her son was eating less and less. 2 years later, she figured it was just a phase. She figured that her son was going to wait it out and it was going to be all okay. She's like, I found you. I started doing some tips and I wish I just would have bought your course that first day. It would have saved her years. And now she's 2 years down the road. And the fact of the matter is, typically speaking, the longer your kid has been picky, the longer it will take to reverse it. Now, that's not always the case. I've certainly seen incredible results. In fact, on average, our students see results within 2 weeks. So that's really great news because 2 weeks are going to come like that, right? So don't wait. Even if you can't start the course today, you have forever access to it. It does not go away. The really exciting thing is that when you enroll before the end of the sale, you'll also get some amazing bonuses. First of which is everyone's favorite. This is the Demystifying Desserts mini course. This is where if your kid is obsessed with sweets, desserts, or junk food, it will walk you step by step how to like take those foods off the pedestal and kind of make them even with other foods in your homes that are not obsessed with it. The second is you'll get 30 days for free to ask me any of your questions inside the community. So these are real life questions that come up because every kid is different. If you want to be able to have a place to connect with me and other parents, inside the community is where to do that. Get all of those questions answered while you're going through the course just for 30 days for free, which is incredible. The next one is you'll get my Mealtime Magic troubleshooting guides. These are proven like positive parenting solutions to when you have all sorts of parenting issues that come up at the table. So when things aren't going quite right, like food throwing, yelling at the table, sensory dysregulation, and more, all of this is covered in those troubleshooting guides. The next one is the root cause quiz. You've heard me talk about how important it is figuring out your kid's root cause. And so we created a root cause quiz. It's an interactive way to figure out your kid's root cause of picky eating. And then if you pair that with inside the course, you get the root cause roadmap, like I talked about earlier. It's like the simplest way to follow your kid's exact reason for picky eating and the exact strategies you need to start doing to reverse picky eating. And that's why people get such fast results. It's over $750 in bonuses that you get completely for free when you enroll before the sale ends. And of course, you've heard me mention it, but we of course have 100% money back guarantee. If you go through the course and you're not seeing those results in 90 days, you just have to email us support@nutritionforlittles.com to ask for a refund. You've got nothing to lose. Like I said, time is passing anyway. So I know what it feels like to feel defeated at the table. I know what it feels like to feel like you're failing them in this area as a parent. And I know what it feels like when your parenting strategies and your parenting values are not aligning with what you're doing at the table because you love them, with how you want to raise a healthy, independent eater who's able to be in tune with their body and make good choices around food and fuel themselves. And when that's not aligning, it can feel like icky, really. I know what it feels like to feel like nothing will ever change. Like this phase that everyone told me would just be a phase is never ending, but you are perfectly positioned to help your kid eat new foods. And they can. And I promise you, they will. If you have the right tools and the right framework, you can get your kid eating more foods more often. Yes, even veggies. This is your chance to take back control of your table, to raise that healthy, independent eater, to make mealtimes peaceful again. But you have to act before the sale ends, because after that, like I said, the price is going up. I want you to head to the link down in the description box below to click and enroll before the sale ends. I'm cheering for you, and I can't wait to hear your wins next.